Greetings from Frequency Podcast. Coming interview was recorded in the end of April during one political street festival outside. That's why you will hear people talking and kids screaming as background noise. In the middle of the show, there will be a trigger warning death, so you can decide if you will continue listening.
Now we are here with a comrade from No Borders Team Poland, and we will talk a little bit about the current situation there at the Belarusian-Polish borders. Nowadays, or in the last month, it was in the mainstream media, there was really oftentimes the topic of the new refugee waves coming via Italia or the Mediterranean Sea, and the refugees at the Belarusian borders were not even... I didn't read or see anything about what's going on there. And so we took the opportunity to talk to a comrade. And hello.
Hello.
Maybe first you can, if you want, introduce yourself anyhow, but just shortly to tell about the group, like what you do, like if what.
So we are like more or less anarchist collective, which is including people from Poland. And we started from the beginning, so it was 2 years ago when everything was started in 2021 from Usnasz situation, which was the main point that situation opens this route, this new route of for people on the move, because and what people are saying when the one route is when it's open, it's never to be closed. So it's for 2 years we are kind of in helping in different areas of helping, from like being on the border kind of to helping in detention centers, helping with like promote the hunger strikes and the situation on the detention centers, because media, the main media in Poland are not so interested in this subject, I think. Maybe at the beginning, but now it's getting really softness. Mm. Yeah, as like maybe basic.
Of course, the situation right now is different from how it was, I don't know, some...
2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago in the very beginning, where there was an attention also from the media, but also a lot of... I experienced it that there was a lot of solidarity and... Do you think that now people more or less tired of it or forgot or something, or there is not enough attention? And yeah, maybe you can also then explain what's going on right now. What is the situation right now?
So at the beginning there were no wall, no really new technology wall. It was just wire. And really in a short period of the time after the crisis started, the war started. So it covered this theme. And we have this really kind of nice example of polarization, how we are treating refugees, white refugees and refugees, color refugees. It was really visible that we opened the gate for millions of people from Ukraine, which is really good, of course. It's like it's not complaining about that, but it can it's just showing how racist is our society.
Yeah, it was also in the situation with Ukraine, you could see, of course, that the people of color couldn't cross the border easily.
Exactly, that is the point. So it was no fence wall or whatever. And now we're facing a wall which is which has length 186 kilometers, and it's I think 80 or 90% of the whole border between Poland and Belarus. It's really, really packed with new technology, as a seismic sensors, thermo cameras, nocto cameras. I think it's one of the newest like technology which is used. It's really getting harder for the people on the move to cross this border, but it's still happening.
Maybe we need beforehand right now to say that we need to make a trigger warning of death, because yeah, this is what is happening there. So those who are listening right now, can decide for them, like if you continue listening and the interview will maybe last some 5-7 minutes. Yeah, but now you have a possibility to turn off. Yeah.
Yeah, from the beginning, people, mostly activists, found 42, around 40 bodies. Mostly activists found them. Any of authorities, which including army or police, are not interesting in when they have a call from people that they found. They really trying to avoid that situation, so it's a bit crazy. There were like even one situation a couple months ago that army lost the place with the body. They didn't know where they found it, and they found the second body. They didn't know it's like a couple of bodies or one body. So it sounds really crazy, but it's how it is. And after the winter of And we don't know how many bodies is on the Belarusian side, because this is the bodies that were found in Poland. So in Belarus could be much worse, I think.
It's always a stupid question, but about any statistic or numbers. But just to describe the situation, like how many people are there right now, like in between the borders, if we can say or assume more or less. Also to understand how much support is right now needed.
Let me even friend send me statistic from yesterday. So let me look even. At 27 of April we had like 14 signs of from like people, messages, calls. And it was like 13 in Poland and one from Belarus. It was 5 intervention, 2 medic. Interventions, 1 people is missed, mostly from Syria, Yemen, Afghanistan, Somalia, Ethiopia and India. That's okay. Due from one day.
Yes, and this is like, if you look monthly, weekly statistic, this is more or less the average what is happening every day?
It's hard to say that, because every week is really different. There was months that there were no knowledge about people that were trespassing, because there were no like messages, calls, because possibly because of the winter. But it's really unpredictable, the situation. It's really connected to the movement from east, because now is a new kind of interesting situation that Belarus again opened the visa tour. Okay. Because it was closed, and mostly movement were from Moscow, because Moscow has an open visa for people from East. So now it can grow, like the amount of people, but it's still really unpredictable. 1 week there is nothing happening, next week could be like 100 people.
What your group needs as for support, or maybe not exactly your group, but what people can anyway do to show solidarity, and not only to show solidarity, practically to save people's lives.
Yeah, maybe I can more introduce this thing, like mostly all like associations or groups on the border are mostly grassroots or foundations. There is no government institutions or help. Of course, and NGOs is, of course, working in different way than grassroots groups, anarchist groups. So I think the need is to spread the information that it's still existing, this problem. We are like fucking Fortress Europe as a not welcoming, building more walls. I think we have to face it. We're getting more walls. And I think spreading information and trying to be more open help in your local situation, because I think it's getting more even local, because in every part of Europe now we have this kind of not problem, but situation with people on the move, that they are coming, it will not stop. The climate change every war are still going on, so it will not stop. So I think we have just to change the thinking of societies and be more, I don't know.
So where do people need to check this information to spread it? Like, what would be the resources?
We have a website, noborderteams.noblogs.org.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
No, usually it's like this.
Yeah, it's usually like this. And the same on the website, there's a link to the Telegram group. And we use Facebook because in Poland it's the most popular platform. So it's a bit different.
Like in Rojava.
Yeah, exactly. It's just in other countries people using that as a main platform still. We have an Instagram profile. So we have that. It's if people want to know, we have to use those media because it's hard to keep everything secretly on websites.
It's a safe space here. Yeah. You will not be judged.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
At least not from us.
Yeah, thank you so much. And anyway, a lot of strength in what you do. And anyway, to all of us facing state not willing letting people on the move in, and there's a lot of obstacles to deal with. Yeah, and thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you for being part of this conversation. Thanks so much. Bye.